So I think it's not really about meeting, but the political will to do the needful. And what is the needful? To make leaders accountable to the people and not allow leaders to begin to tinker with the constitution to cling on to power. That is what President Conde has done. And look at where it has landed everybody. In Mali, it was the same thing. President Keita could not do anything about the insecurity in Mali. The ECOWAS and AU and others, those who are condemning the coup today now, stood by and watched while amended the constitution and bulldozed his way. I think now they have to walk the talk. The summit, if they now decide to make sure that, to show an example.
ECOWAS and the African Union have both zero tolerance for the forceful overthrow of a legitimately elected government. Now you have the situation in Guinea where it appears there's a groundswell of support for the coup with no bloodshed reported. What is the way forward for these two groups?
The way forward is to implement, to execute if you have them in your protocol. Yes, I know what you're talking about. ECOWAS has that. The protocol on, democracy and good governance. But beyond the statement, you have to act, you have to give teeth to the statement. And that is what is happening. ECOWAS has not done that in the past 10 years or so. Cote d'Ivoire and the Gambia were put on the line, you know, when they were crossing the line. When ECOWAS refused to go and observe the election that President Jammeh in 2011, ECOWAS, AU, and the others, African leaders, they have to rise up. They have to wake up to the fact that governance and leadership is about service to the people, about the well-being of their people, about the protection of the rights of their people. Beyond that, all talk about zero tolerance mean nothing.
What is your take on the latest development so far following the meeting of the military junta in Guinea and the former ministers telling them not to leave the country, hand over their passport, and announcing that there will be a government of national unity to be announced soon? Are they taking the right steps, in your view?
Well, that is the way that they normally follow. They will now announce a transition government like they have done in Mali. That is what they call a deja vu. You know, they can rise. The people have to rise and take up their own destiny in their own hands. It is not for anybody, not for external forces, but let the people of Africa decide to take their own destiny in their own hands and say no to dictatorship and say no to leaders that are not governing by the principles of democracy.